came to hear about God. I came to be ushered into the presence of God. I came to have an encounter with a living God. Hallelujah. Even if I'm hurting, I can still feel God. Even if I'm winning, I can still celebrate God. It's all about Him. All right, y'all got to sit down. Y'all got to sit down. I think this thing gonna take off on me. Y'all better sit down. Hallelujah! I can't stop something I didn't start. You know, now listen. Go ahead, have your seats. You know, one of the things I was sitting back there, if I like what my bishop say, if you think I'm a man of God, wait till you hear my sons and my daughters. Man, listen here, I'm up here praying in the Holy Ghost, hoping I still got a word. They preaching so good up in here. They preaching so good around here. They put pressure on a preacher like me. So I gotta holler, help, Lord. My God, my God, are you in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing? Glory be to God. Are you ready for the word? They done made me so happy. Listen here. I'm going to preach this thing because I feel it up in here. I feel the anointing. You know, have you ever been in a place where you couldn't feel the anointing? I'm not talking about the goosebumps on the back of your head. I'm talking about when my spirit man want to say yes, even my circumstances saying no. But there's something down on the inside of me that want to go on. I can feel it. Oh, help me somebody. See, I got a word up in my belly. But see, you can't preach better than the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the preacher. I just got information. I get the car started and he get up the hill. Glory be to God. I'm thankful and grateful that God allowed me to pastor such a beautiful group of people that love the Lord. I'm not talking about love the church because of this name. I'm not talking about love the location the church in. I'm talking about people that love the Lord. Do you know how powerful that is? Anything can happen up in here. Let's go on and get into this here, because if I don't start. Open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 14. We embarked on a series, The Names of God, and we dealt with God as being Elohim. But God, I don't even want to go backwards, because if I go backwards, I can't go forward. So I'm just going to start from here and shoot off. Amen. We're going to talk about Elyon. Stand to your feet. Anytime the word of God is being preached, give reverence to the authority of the word of God. Amen. In Genesis chapter 14, are you there? Good God Almighty. I thank God I got the Holy Ghost. Y'all will make me go back to the house, go back in the basement and get some more notes. I'm thankful and grateful. You know, before I get started, just please remain standing. I want to thank God for the two families that are here that brought the new addition to the church. Amen. Because we so on and running, I do want men of God, woman of God, love y'all. Thank you for the twins. Men of God, thank you for that beautiful baby there. God is adding unto this church. Amen. Go home and multiply. I'm believing God every kind of way I can. Come on, somebody. Get in the book of Songs of Solomon so you can multiply. Hallelujah! You got an excited preacher right here. And I want to pray over them babies before we leave up out of here today. Amen. We'll do that at the end of the service. In Genesis chapter 14. And we're going to begin that text in verse 17. And I'll read to verse 20 and then we'll have our seat. And the king of Solomon went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the Shedolimers. And of the king that were with him in the valley of Sheba, which is the king's dale. and Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. They just sung that song. Possessor of heaven and earth. I didn't even know they was going to sing. And blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thy enemies into thy hand and have given him tithes of all. Father, may you bless your word, but bless the hearers, but most and foremost, bless the doers in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. You may have your seats in the presence of the Lord. Now, I'm going to stay up here because if I get to running, this thing is too good. Now, watch this. I got to give you the backdrop so that we can get the understanding of where we're at before we take off. We're talking about Elohim, the Most High God. El is God and Most High. You're talking about the supreme authority. See, when you're dealing with God, you're talking about the absolute final word on a matter. I'm talking about if God said something, you got the word of God, all heaven is behind him. But now we have Abraham right here. And Abraham is coming to a place where he has just got finished with a battle. See, in chapter 12, Abraham had his wife was with him, Sarah. And they were going into a city coming from, watch this, they were coming out of bondage and a struggle. And God brought them out of bondage in chapter 12, and they were headed towards a promise. See, even sometimes your troubles can catapult you into your promise. See, everything negative ain't negative, amen? Some things are designed to move you, to bless you, because you wouldn't go nowhere unless it happened. So God had to put some things in your way so that it can trouble you so you can get in the way of the Lord. So they left there in chapter 12 and they was headed into the promise. But Abraham recognized that he had a beautiful wife. So Abraham told a lie. Oh, stay in the Bible now. He told a lie and he asked his wife to act like she was his. Come on, somebody. So now they went through there, and even once they got in there, they started to bless him because of the grace was upon him. But once the king found out that he was in error, he asked him, why you bring that up in my house, man? Why you trouble me with that? So he blessed him to get rid of him. But now that was chapter 12. Chapter 13, he leaves there, and he headed towards, and now he comes and connects with Lot. See, some of us got some lots in our life. Now watch this. God had Lot and Abraham to walk in the same path, only for Lot to bless Abraham, only for Abraham to bless Lot, because see, Lot was not going to walk into the promises of God, but the grace of God was on Lot because of Abraham. But what happened was they came into a place of division. But the division was not division because they divided. It was division because of their success. See, their success brought them into a place of division. Because if you check the scriptures in chapter 13, verse 13, God told Abraham, I could not, he said, open up your eyes and see. Because watch this. You could not get to this place until you got rid of Lot. There's some things in our life you're not going to be able to get to until you get rid of the lots in your life. I know they came with me, but they can't go with me. God says, I'm taking you to a place from faith to faith. But what I got to do is take you through some things. See, too many of us crying because I got to go through. But going through is designed to get you to. There's a promise on the other side of your problem. But you got to go through the process. See, Christianity is not a bless me program. It's an overthrowing program. See, the king's anointing was only good because he took land. Not he had the crown. See, a true king was really one that had property, not one that had people. Because land was the prosperity in the days of old. So if you had property, you had what they call a kingdom. And if you had a kingdom, you had a king's dominion. And now you got subjects in your kingdom. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm trying to get us to where we're going because God got us in a position and we're wrestling and fighting with God when we don't recognize that I'm in the place of God, getting to the will of God. I got to go through this to get through. I'm not getting stuff in me. I'm getting some stuff out of me. See, Lot been living too long with you. See, I thank God to come to a church where the word of God is being preached. Don't dance and sing and shout. Preach the word. I even like when the men and women get up there and when they doing the tithes, don't get up there. You ain't even got an offering. Neither do you got any faith coming out your mouth about my offering. But when they can preach faith to me, even when I'm giving, you talking about my living. I don't have a problem by giving if you can show me my living gonna be better. So now watch this. In chapter 13, Abraham is getting rid of Lot. But now chapter 14, help me somebody. This is when you're gonna have to come to the place. Because see, Abraham had to go back and rescue Lot. God said, see, I only blessed you to use you. Don't get blessed and now your mindset is I'm through with all the circumstances of life. No, your blessing is to be a blessing. See, God says, if I can't get it through you, I'm going to stop getting it to you. See, I'm only here to be a blessing. I'm already blessed. See, money don't bless me. Circumstance don't. I'm already blessed. Now I get money to be a blessing as the Lord lead. Now, I ain't walking around just here. But I'm saying as the Lord lead, that's the purpose of him giving me more because he can trust me with more. So now Abraham is in a position where now he got to go back and deal with the thing he just got rid of. But the only change is he's not in the same place he was when he left him. Because Lot saw the prosperity of Sodom. See, Lot saw the beauty of the neighborhood, but he never considered his neighbors. Some of us better pay attention to how you getting blessed. Just because the lights on the grass cut don't mean you in the right neighborhood. See, the integrity for me and you as a man and woman of God is, who is my neighbors? Because I live for God. So I don't want to be round in the hole around everybody, you know what I'm saying? And I'm living and dealing with them, and I'm talking about I'm about him. Not when I brought the house. Now, if they just put me in the house, I got to deal with it. But if I brought the house, it's my choice to select the right location based on my priorities. But that's not why I came here for today, amen? I want to deal with LOL Elyon, the Most High God. Oh, y'all, come on. I just brought you up to where we at in this text because then now after Abraham went down and rescued Lot because the boys that took Lot, see, back in them days, they wasn't taking people. They were taking land. They'll come in and take your whole land and take the booty. They want your property, the people. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get the land, now you become subject to me, and now my army has expanded. So now what happened when they came and took that king and took his property and took his land and all that possession, they was perverted. They took Lot. Abraham found out that they took Lot. Abraham got his boys together, and they went down there and rescued Lot. And now they're coming back from the battle. And now here's where we're going to find El Yon in verse 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of the Shedomers and the kings that were in with him and at the valley of Shaver, which is the king's dale. He's coming back. He's walking in. They don't won the battle. Now watch this. Who are you going to give the glory? Oh, I'm working with you this morning. Verse 18. And Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek is a prototype of Jesus Christ. He was just in the Old Testament. Oh, let's break it down if you think I'm, because watch how, even though the Old Testament was the gospel concealed, the New Testament is the gospel revealed. See, they were waiting on the coming of the Lord. We're living in He came. Christ in me, the hope of glory. So we're walking around with kingdom dominion. We're not subjects, we're King's kids. Oh, help me, y'all. Am I preaching this right? So now watch this. So when Melchizedek came to Abraham and them coming in from the battle, Melchizedek said it to him in verse 18. And Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. Oh, I'm preaching good here. He brought forth bread and wine. What he had was, bread was the word, representation of the word. The wine is representation of the spirit. They didn't have Jesus yet, but they had the types and shadows. When we're in today, we use that same symbolic symbol when we do communion. When you eat this bread and drink this wine, do this in remembrance of. So they were walking in this covenant back then without his coming. That's why they call us a better covenant. Because he done came. We're walking in the fullness of power. You got all authority if you speak the word. Because I'm going somewhere here. Now verse 19. Now what, verse 18, Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. And he was what? The priest of the Most High God. He was standing in the stead like God. When we go out and do business in the name of the Lord, we are called kings and priests. Oh, yeah. If we ever wake up and just quit coming, and if we begin to eat it, then begin to become it, there's a grace that comes up on you. Because the anointing is already solidified and confirmed in you. You're not making up something. You are the Son of God. We're not just becoming sons. We are the sons. We are being transformed into who we are. And once we begin to speak this word and breathe this word and eat this word, the word transforms us into the authority of the word. See, the devil don't know you don't know until he hears what you say. If you just walked up as a child of God and just stood there, everybody is confused. But the moment you open up your mouth, you remove all doubt. Because he want to know, do you know the word? Not if you're a Christian, not what church you go to, but do you know any word? Because the authority is in the word. You got to get into that word. And the more words you eat, the more you become. The transformation don't come from you entering that door. It comes from you entering into this word. Good God Almighty. Now watch this. Let's go here. So now what happens is, now verse 20. Now Abraham has recognized who this man is, but here come another man. Verse 20. And blessed be the Most High God, which have delivered thy enemies into thy hand and have given him tithe of all. Verse 21. And the king of Salem said unto Abraham, give me the persons and takes the goods to thyself. Now he's still working on the worldly operation. He ain't talking about the God concept. He said, man, give me the people. You take all the chairs, the furniture, the lamps. Because I want them people, because if I get them people, I got power. And what he's saying was, because I'm the king and I'm reigning over here, if you make an allegiance with me, you become my boy. Now all that juice they just gave you, it's my juice now. So the credit is, look what I done for Abraham. But look how Abraham responded to him. In verse 22, and Abram said to the king of Solomon, I lift up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from thee. For I will not take a thread, even a shoe lasset, that I will not take anything that is thine, lest thou shouldst say, I have made Abram rich. See, our integrity won't allow the world to bless us. I love what he was saying. Your blessings, your favor come from God. Because when God blesses you, the integrity goes back to the authority of God. People need to see that God can in 2009. See, we got too many beggars and paupers in the church. I ain't talking about in the world. We know what that is. But why is we up in the church living less than we should? Because the integrity is I let somebody else bless me. I'm looking for somebody else to meet my need. I got 13 loans. I'm down there to the signature folks instead of up in the church putting my tithe in the bucket. Oh, come on, y'all. This 21st century. See, the devil we're dealing with is bigger than it used to be. See, if God has transformed and we up under a new covenant, you better believe that you up under a new curse. And the curse you're dealing with 21st century is in your house, on your TV, in your school. See, it's taking over until you be able to stand in the face of your situation and declare that I'm going to trust in God. Quit walking around. We won't. Oh, help me, help you. We won't even. Look here. I don't want to mess with that. I want you to come back next week. But when we going to get serious about the things of God? I tell the kid, where's your Bible? Where's your notepad? Why don't you come to service? You got 24 hours a day. Why don't you pray? When you going to act like who you say you are? Or you just want some magic to happen? You can't go on your job and be dumb. Don't know how to do the work. Don't know what they talking about. They going to get rid of you. What make you think you can stand in the house of God and contend for the devil with your children, with your marriage, with your finances, without having a word, without having knowledge? That's why we keep walking around. Because we don't know nothing. Stand still and see the salvation of your God. But you got to speak the word. We got too many folks that can't fight and capable of fighting. That's my child down there. That's my wife. That's my baby in the hospital. That's my marriage. That's my finance. This is my future. I'm not going to live like this the rest of my life. That's my wife. I got 13 guns, but I won't pick up a scripture. This, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God, pulling down the stronghold, casting down imagination, bringing into captivity everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. You're not going to be able to contend with your battles until you get a word in your mouth. You can stand at that window with that pistol all day long. It's a spirit. It ain't going to walk through that door. I know you'll kill him. But will you pray? Will you study your Bible? This kind. Oh, help me out. Our job is to raise up men and women of God that'll fight, that'll take the land back, take the school back, take our neighborhood back. I ain't going to be standing outside walking around with no sticks and all that. Go pray somewhere. You got authority in God. You spent 5 hours walking around. You could have been up in there in the spirit dealing with stuff in Korea, stuff in Japan, stuff in Hawaii, stuff down there back home that's dealing with your niece, your nephew. I love them. I love them. Well, pray for them. Fight for them. Oh, y'all, come on. Come on. Say amen. All right. Now we done got out the way. Let's go up this hill. See, because God done blessed us. See, El Elyon is the most high God. El is the strong and mighty God. El, mighty God. Yon is the most high. He's mighty, but he's most high. He's higher than any other spirit out here, any other problem. He's higher than any other situation. I don't care what you're going through. You need the Most High God. I know it looked bad. I know they told you ain't gonna make it. I know you messed up 20 times straight, but you still know the Most High God. It ain't over till God says it's over. I don't care what shape you're in, spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and socially. It ain't over till God says it's over. That could be why you're in that shape, so God can get you in a position to come up. Because you ain't going to come up the same way you've been doing what you've been doing. That ain't how you come up in the things of God. You're going to have to get in the Lord. But he's the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth. But he's the sovereign God that reigns and rules over all creation. See, it's a difference between ruling and reigning. Oh, help me somebody. You got a whole lot of folks want to rule, but they don't reign. That man of God preached a good message on authority. I wish I could have taped it and had it and gave it to you. But see, watch this. In order for us to rule with him, you got to reign in him. If my word abide in you and you abide in it. See, the authority of our authority comes from the authority of the word. I don't have no authority outside of the word of God. I just got a position. And God forbid a problem come. I was watching the emergency room stuff. And I said, boy, them folks, powerful. They got to know some stuff. Problems coming on. One man, his eyes had popped out his head. The woman, I'd have fell out. I said, oh, God, help him. She knew what to do, though. And my wife said, baby, well, that ain't no different than the church. Bless you, woman of God. Yeah. That ain't no different than the church. She said, baby, you just as powerful as that when you know the word. Because my child done went crazy. My finances is messed up. Me and my husband up in here like cats and dogs. But I know how to quote the scriptures. I know which scripture go to apply to that problem. See, we're therapeutic as well. We anointed as well. That's just that field. When you know the word of God, you become a surgeon in the spirit. You can walk up against spiritual principalities in the name of Jesus. Some of us scared to use that name because you think something's going to happen. But you anointed for something to happen. That's why God put you in there, because you are there because it's happening. And everybody in there can't stop it happening. So I got to go find a man or woman of God that know how to stop the happenings from happening. My disappointment is they get in there and they don't function like they should. You know, some of us sound like we really know what we're talking about. Walking around with three Bibles. Every time you touch them. Then when the devil come, they don't even got a text. What happened to all that shit? Stand there. Kick them. See, the devil don't know you don't know, but you're going to have to begin to speak the word. That's the vocabulary of the scriptures. Train yourself. I told him, learn a scripture a week. You go and learn jobs. You got 20 programs. You're running all kind of games. You mean to tell me you can't learn a scripture? You got 3 degrees, 4 thermometers, and you still can't defend your house. You still can't get your son off crack. You can't get my daughter past the hump. Get my finances back online. Get me and my wife to say amen. It takes the word of God, y'all. And we can't play like we got it. Quit pretending. Man up. Woman up. Fight. You're going to fight anyway. Even if you don't use it, you're still fighting. You still gonna catch hell. Why don't you take hell with you? Come on, give the Lord a hand of praise. Because see, I'm trying to preach. See, we gotta preach life back into us. This mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in the spirit. We ain't no losers. Have anybody in here was fighting and you was losing, and you've been applying the word and you're winning. Is it anybody? Let God be true on every matter. Don't tell me it don't work. It don't work if you don't work it. You sitting there looking at me, no, it ain't gonna work. Because I gotta fight my own battles. I even gotta fight yours. But I can't fight for you. I'm over here praying and you won't even use the scriptures. I'm preaching my heart out, fainting, staying up all night, and you take my stuff and use the CDs I freely give you, and you're knocking bugs off the wall. Put that CD in your car. Ride around all day, every day, and let the word saturate you. If you got a problem with finance, get a finance scripture. Why are you talking about the seven churches and you ain't got a dime? You need to learn by money. We got to educate ourselves in this. We got to become what we already are. You got it, but you won't benefit from it until you become it. It works if you work it. All right. So we talking about LL Yon. But now watch this. Oh yeah, y'all done messed up. We got a little time. See, reigning versus ruling. But watch this. You can't rule until you become humble. See, it ain't how proud you are, because remember, it ain't you doing it. The hardest battle you got is to wrestle with I can do it versus letting him do it. Because the problem with you doing it, it's going to get big enough that you can't do it no more. But you never learned how to trust him. So now you're stuck. Even though you can do it, the principle is to let him do it. Sit back and wait on him to tell you if he needs you. And your doing it may be to help somebody else, because God got me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added. So he already telling you, you got it, but there's some things that you may want, they'll be added to you, but you already walking in it. So he says right here, in order for us to rule, we got to reign. But in order for us to reign, we got to humble ourselves. But in order for us to humble ourselves, we got to repent. Because see, I'm thinking I'm it. I've been doing it like this so far. I got to repent from what I'm doing to get into on what he's doing. But in order to repent, I got to be broken. That's why you're going through your problems. God trying to break us so he can bless us. Because I'm telling you, you can't get it the way you doing it. Even though it's blessing you, I still can't get credit because it's not the way I do it. You say, you my child, my son, then let me bless you. When you're going to trust me, not just said I believe God, but when you're going to trust the way of God. Not just the name of God, but you're going to trust how I do it. The lottery can't get my glory. If you hit the number, I can't even show up. You can't even take the picture. If you hit the number, you know what I'm saying? Now, some of us don't care. I don't care who see me. But as a man and woman of God, I can't take the picture with $1 million and I'm a deacon. Now, you know, some of us, I don't care what y'all talking about. We get over that like y'all got over all that other stuff. No, but it's not right. God said, I can get you the same million, but let me get the glory. And the other side of that, I keep you out of the danger. See, you don't have to go through all that to get it. You owe 900 and something thousand of the million because of the way you went. He said, I bless you and add no sorrow. The way you're going, you're going to go through something, lose your family, everything, just to hold that one picture. Now you ain't got nobody to celebrate it. You done failed everybody you committed to. Come on, y'all. This is 21st century. We got to get back to trusting God. So in order for us to rule, we got to reign. In order for us to reign, we got to allow humility to come into our life. But in order for us to be humility to enter into our life, we got to experience, y'all, repentance. And in order for us to repent, a person got to be broken. Amen. This got to become a conviction in me that I'm not playing the numbers no more. Come on now. Some of y'all play numbers. Don't even play with me. I'm not playing the numbers no more. I'm not doing it like this in that area no more. I'm not tipping down there to get my joy. The liquor man can't give me my joy no more. Come on, somebody. I can't go over here and get my happiness. I'm trusting God now. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. And I'm going to believe the report of the Lord even if it kills me. See, I know you died for the Lord. Everybody, I died for you, baby. I died for the Lord. Yeah, okay. But will you live for him? Yeah, I know you died for him. You died for your wife and your child. But will you live for him? Will you leave the other woman alone? Will you leave the other man alone? And then, you know, you got some folks, man, leave the man alone, whatever you're doing. But you got to leave it alone is all I'm saying. You got this 2009, folks doing all kinds of stuff. You got to leave it alone. See, that's why we playing and tickling with stuff. That's cute. That ain't cute, that's flirting. That ain't cute, that's adultery. Even if I'm in it, call it what it is. Don't you be deceived. God said, I'm bringing you up. I'm bringing you out. That this won't be named among you, because we learned last week that, see, this is how the generational curses stay in. See, because what door I don't shut, now my kids wrestling. Where did they get that spirit from? I told you it wasn't a man coming with a little rag on his head and no blinkers on his eyes. It's a spirit. And if you don't get that spirit out, it stays to the next generation. That's why some of us, even as adults, wrestling with some stuff. Because it's some stuff that it was left. And now I'm fighting and trying to live right, look right, get my hair cut, but I'm still on the inside. Winking. And after 6:30, I'm... Oh, come on. Oh, I just want to put some humor because I know it's getting heavy. Amen. But I'm still telling the truth. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even in my heart, but it's still in my mind. And I don't even know where it come from, so I can't even deal with it. Because it was something that was dealing with me before I got here. It was a part of my inheritance. And it ain't come from the bank. Come on, y'all. That's why we need the Most High. I forgive them and release them, but I'm going to deal with this today. I got to deal with it. It stopped with me. I'm going to deal with that spirit. I'm the one. I'm anointed to deal with homosexuality. I'm anointed to deal with perversion. I'm anointed to deal with gambling. I'm anointed to deal with crack cocaine. I got to go through it to get, you better hear me. Some of us were sent down so we can come up. Because everybody couldn't make it back home. Don't be so woe me. Why not you? You say you're anointed, ain't you? Oh, it's just to preach the gospel and do all that. No, you anointed to go cast out devils. You anointed to go through hell and come back in the power. Some stuff you better thank God it was you. Because if it wasn't you, nobody else could have got the victory. I'm anointed so when I look at my babies, I can smile. Because they ain't going to deal with that. You know you're dealing with... See, I'm a 21st century preacher. I ain't got all that Moses and Abraham. You all right, man of God? I'm dealing with it now. There's some stuff I'm talking about now. Now faith is. Some stuff I got to get an attitude about in my house. The devil is a lie. I ain't asking you to do it because you're the man. I'm anointed to do it. I stand up in here and tell the devil, you can't have my husband. You can't have my children. You can't have my money. You can't have my future. Oh, somebody better get excited about fighting. Because you're going to have to fight. You can't hide every day. That little suit you're wearing don't protect you. You ain't Superman. But there's a Superman on the inside of you. His name is Jesus. If you ever get caught up in Jesus, you can contend with devils. You ain't no match for no devil. You. P. Peter, James, John, Mark, Susan, Pam, Tiffany, Billy, Joe, Susan, whatever. We ain't no match for the devil. Jesus, you need to walk around Jesus. Jesus, walk in the store, Jesus. Watch who everybody getting nervous when you come in. Just walk in, Jesus. Folks start putting that back in. Just Jesus. Everybody, Jesus. Walk in there, you're greeting your family. Jesus, God bless. Now, wait. Let me help you with something. See, now remember I told you, grace be unto you. I was studying this. See, grace be unto you is a prophetic declaration of greeting. Because grace be unto you identifies and signifies and deal with anything that's dealing with you. So you don't have to tell me your problem. You know, you get with some people, they, how you doing? Oh, I'm going through my child, my dog, my finances, the rent. I don't want to hear all that. You walk in, grace be unto you. What you telling them, that I release the anointing of God to deal with everything that's dealing with you. I ain't got time to be here all day. I just wanted to say hello. Man, you done having me now. I'm walking out. Anybody know the Lord? No. Grace be unto you. Grace be unto you. And that even sound encouraging to the one you talking to. Because they know it's more than whatever I got. And you're saying something bigger than what I'm talking about. See, we got to walk in the anointing. Are you hearing something? So now, okay, listen here. So now we're dealing with that. But now he said Jesus was one who walked with power and authority. See, we just dealt with reigning and ruling, but he also had power and authority. See, you may have the power to say something, but you don't have the authority to say it. You can say anything you want out your mouth, but you're not the authority. But when you're walking in the power and the authority, you're a bad person. See, you're a bad person. When you're right with God and you got the word of God, you can walk in there in a situation and speak the word only. Don't even go in wrestling with it. In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit of come out. And I'm talking about everybody in there finna pay you some attention. Because you came in the power and the authority of the name. David said, I don't come with no spears, but I come in the name. Come on, church. We got to come in the name. I don't care if your neighbor won't do it. You do it. Don't be listening to them folks sounding like they doing it. Tell them, say it to me. Talk then. Let me hear you. Because they was down there and Peter was down there with them. And Jesus was finna go get crucified. And Jesus told Peter prior to going in, you're going to deny me 3 times. Oh, no, not me. Not me. You know I love you, Lord. I'm your boy. I'm with you. Soon he got arrested. Peter wouldn't go in because they know they were finna do him. Peter like, oh, look here. So he out there around the fire with the other boy, with the other team. And he around the fire. And watch this. The anointing of God around the fire. I see that Holy Ghost. The anointing of God around the fire. And they said, man, we know you must have been with him. How you know? Because your speech give you away. When you walk up in a place and you can tell what spirit you is. You walk up in there and you begin to speak the name of God, the word. Them folk tell you must be a man or woman of God. Some people tell you just by looking at you. Man, that's something about you. Are you a... God, by his grace, has anointed us. And there's an anointing to heal the sick. There's anointing to raise the dead. They told me my son had, he's autistic. And they said he would not walk and talk. Now, he ain't in my house, but that doctor walking and talking. Oh, come on, somebody. You got the authority to come against anything. And you got to wait on the Lord. I'm with you. You know I'm with you. You got to wait on the Lord. See, there's an anointing when you wait. The power of God transcends every situation and every circumstance. I know it got you messed up, but it ain't got God messed up. It ain't over just because you're dealing with it. Stay in there. I'm here to tell you change is coming. That's how we made it this far. We under the anointing of God and the authority of the word of God. Amen. Now watch this. See, the God who knows. See, this is the God that don't have to answer to nobody. You talking about the Most High. All authority, all power is in his name. See, once you get a word from God, I don't care who's saying what. You stick with the word of God. See, there's times you're dealing with the church, your job, you're going to have to learn how to trust God. Now, you got to reason with your understanding of when should I do what. But the strength of what you're doing is you trust in the authority of God. Now, there may be another way that me and my boss can work this out. But I'm not going to go down to the club and pull your job off. I'm not going to sell. Come on, somebody. Now, I know when I first started, I remember I was down. I said, okay, Lord, now this can't be it because I'm up in here trembling. I want to serve the Lord, but I'm down at the store working. When I first got saved, I know I ain't had no business up in no store, no liquor store. Come on, now you get to a level and a place with God that certain things I'm not doing no more. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. I'm not working up in there. The Bible say these things should not even be named among you. Now you got to give me another job or I clean over somewhere else or this just may be it, sir. But I'm not going to do certain things no more. That's my conviction. I'm not worn and battling with my victory trying to make no $10. I just had to believe God for another job. But you got to use discretion when you're in this position. You just can't stand there and you ain't searched the matter out. I'm a Christian. I don't. No, you better think about that now. Because you also got, you know, light bill. You also got to pay mortgage. So me and the boss need to sit down. Let me talk to you about your values and let me tell you mine and let's see what we can work out. But don't get flat-footed and you ain't, you know, search the matter. Because you'll be broke next week. Now, are you really ready for that battle? You may need to stay there until your faith come. But you need to know this ain't me. And God will deliver you. There's some places we be in, God got to deliver us out of them. If I can't bring deliverance to there, God got to deliver me out of there. But I got to wait on the Lord. I know they lying and stealing up in there, but don't you steal nothing. Don't you lie. Amen. They crooked, but don't you get crooked. Because see, you ain't in trouble until you do it. Now you ask God to believe God for better, but don't you partake of it. Amen. So we recognize that he's the God that don't answer to nobody. Look at Daniel chapter 3. I can deal with Psalms 91. I can deal with Psalms 90. Because all they really definify in Psalms 92, it talks about the Most High God. Psalm 92 verse 1. And Psalm 90 verse 2 is talking about the Most High God. But now in Daniel chapter 3, Daniel is down in the den. Come on now. Have anybody ever been in the lion's den? But see, watch this. The conversion came. It wasn't the lion's den. It was Daniel's den. Oh. Some of the places we in, God puts you in there. Because you can handle it, but you can bring deliverance. Amen. Every negative place ain't negative. That's why you got to seek the face of God. When I'm in a problem, it's not the answer I'm looking for. I'm looking for the will. God, what do you want out of this? Are you trying to deal with me, correct me, develop me? I just can't say no because I don't want to go through it. Because going through could be the right answer to getting to my next answer. See, too many folk want it easy, comfortable. He said, be ye not conformed, not comfortable. See, you ain't going to be comfortable all your life. You're going to have to live on some rocks to get up to that pillow. Come on, y'all. In Daniel chapter 3, are you there? And we're getting ready. We're getting ready to close. See, God has already blessed us, y'all. You can take these texts. Even though God is a God that don't have to answer nobody, but he does answer our prayers. Because we're his apple of his eye. See, because God's heart and motive is about us, he answers our prayers, but he's not subject to nobody. Don't you feel blessed, privileged, that God answers your prayer? What if the president answers your call? Out of all the business he got to do, he answers your call. Wouldn't you feel special? I can call Obama. Out of all the security clearances, but he answers. He see that's Pastor Tedder. And he picks up the line. Man, don't you know I would feel special? But I better be saying something. Don't call up here playing. See, when you talking to God, you better be saying something. And the reason he answers your prayers is because you praying what he wants to be done. God is a businessman too. I'm not answering your prayers if your prayers is not according to the will. You just want stuff, you're crying, you ain't took the time to even know what I want, what I delight, even what I want to get done. I saved you, blessed you, even let you live to use you. Now you refuse to be about my business and you want me to answer your call. I think that's a waste of my time. But when he know that this is a child that I can depend on, that's about the father business, he hurry. The Bible says he beckoned and hurry to incline himself. He bend down and listens to what you're saying. I'm not paying nobody attention that ain't talking about nothing. Come on. You wasting both our time. That's foolishness, man. You over there with all that gibbering and all that foolishness. We ain't getting nothing done. We done been in here 2 hours and you still ain't said nothing. I'm not wasting my time. But when I know I got a diligent worker, servant, who is that? Let me see what they're talking about. Because see, I know they're about the fathers. God said, I'll answer your prayer. Long as you want to do what I want to get done. See, if we humble ourselves and don't be about you, and it's all about him, God will talk to you daily. I'm talking about he will literally. Do you know how powerful it is that God talks to you? You're talking about God. I'm talking about Almighty. I mean, he talks. I literally heard from God. That's an awesome thing. And then he heard my prayer and he answered me. Oh, y'all need to move around. Y'all need to move around. I got something going here. I ain't trying to hear y'all no more. I'm talking to God. We got something going here now. And plus, I'm advancing. Don't you know what it takes to get your life moving again? You know what you had to go through? How many barriers you had to overcome? What things you had to lay down? What things you broke? Now you think I'm finna fumble with you? Talking that can on and ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere. I'm not going to sacrifice all that work and suffering to get back over there with you and knowing we ain't going nowhere. The devil is a lie. So he says, right here, he said, and God will answer your prayer in Daniel chapter 3, and we get ready to close. And see, now watch, Daniel is down. Let me go on to work with this. Verse 15, if I get in there, I can't get back out. Verse 15, it says, now if you be ready at the time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the palstry, and the dove climber, and all, man, they had a whole lot of instruments, huh? And all the ministers, you shall fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast into the same hour into the midst of a burning furnace. And who is, watch this, and who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands. How many of us is being threatened by the devil? Come on, somebody. I'm talking about the devil talking to you now. Your circumstance talking to you. Talking about what you gonna do, what you finna go through, who ain't gonna make it, how many of them I'm gonna kill. Watch this. The question is not, is God gonna help me? The question is not, is God gonna get me out? The question is, nevertheless, the question is, if he don't, will you still serve him? See, because God ain't going to move until he knows that you sincere about your commitment. It's too easy for the God Almighty, I've been telling you who he is, to get you out. But that's not the answer. What he's after is your commitment. Why would I get you out? Why would I heal your leg for you to go back down there to the spot? You ain't going to church. Why would I give you the increase of the money for you to keep going gambling and smoking and whatever? You ain't giving no tithes. You ain't supporting the kingdom. So God said, the real question is, what about your commitment? Oh, I got the power to get you out. I know how to handle your devil. The devil already subject to me. I defeated him a long time ago. That's why if you use my name, he got to let you go. But I won't back you up if you use my name because you keep backing down. God said, every time I get ready to bless you and take care of you, you sell me out. I bless you and you turn back around. He said, when you going to stick to the commitment? Or you think I'm just your sugar daddy? You can call my name and I do this little rub the bottle and you. See, one of them times you're going to rub the bottle and all you're going to hear is that squeaking. Because ain't nothing happening no more. He said, I'm looking for your commitment now. Don't worry about can I get you out. That's too easy. I'm God. I told the stars to get up there and wait till I get back. The moon to stay up there and don't. I commanded the waters to come this far and go no further. Oh, I'm God. I can get you out. But do you want to stay in? See, it's time for us to make up our mind. I can deal with the problem that's been dealing with you for the last 3 years. But I can't break you. I can deal with the problem, but every time I get you out, you keep going back in. So I want to know now, are you going to stay out? Because we ain't going to play this revolving door game no more. I'm going to your next problem. You may have to live with that until you make up your mind. Next. But God, I'm hurting you. You know this ain't fun. Yeah, I know it ain't, but you don't like, you ain't all that mad. Because as soon as I get you out, you. So you might need to stay in there a little longer. Next. Let me show you I'm God over here. Because you don't believe I'm God over there. Because you ain't died yet. You want to live, but you ain't died. Because my signature can't go on your sin. Then I got to give up heaven. And I'm not willing to sacrifice that for you. Now you can have what I got, but I will not sign off on what you're doing. Now if you can live with it, so can I. God said, I'm fighting a fight for you. I got you. He said, but I cannot turn heaven down. I can't forsake the integrity of the kingdom just to bring you out. You're not all that. But you are everything to me. And some things you're going to have to tell, you're not all that. I mean, I know I love you. I know we've been doing this. But you're not all that. I'm not going to forsake. I'm not going to live here in Lodibar. And God said, I won't wrestle with you forever. God said, there'll be a time that my grace will lift. And now you live there. You know how sometimes you like it, but then you won't out? See, Lot, when Lot went down to Sodom, Lot liked it what he saw, but Lot didn't really like the neighbors because them boys was gay and everything down there. That's why they took him. So when they were knocking on the door, he hiding. He don't want to go out there. Well, I thought you liked that lot. No, I just liked the neighborhood. I don't like my neighbors. God said, I thought you liked it like that. Didn't you know this? All this hell and punishment go with what you're doing? No, I wasn't in it for all that. I thought you knew. God said, are you ready to come out? See, I'm the Most High God. There's nothing too hard for me. God says, I don't care what it is. If you put the word to work, I can get you out. I can get you out right now. There's nothing God can't deal with. You just got to submit. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Which are my God. But most of all, the privilege is he's my God. When you're in trouble, it's good to know that he's my God. There is an answer. I just got to apply the application. I'm not here because I can't get out. I'm here because I refuse to come out. Let's get honest. Father, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, you know, I thank you, God, for the word of God, and I thank you for a place that we can be taught, but most of all, we can be challenged. Thank you for the authority that you give us in the word, that we don't have to live here anymore. Thank you for the power of God that's made available that we can walk in the 21st century, that you anointed us to be kings and priests. You've given grace to us to have victory and authority over our circumstances and situations. Now, God, teach us how to apply the word. Help us discipline ourselves to commit to the word of God, that we can have the grace of God. Help us to die to our own affections and desires, that the word of God and the life of God can live in the dead areas of our life. In Jesus' name.